Gold Coast's 92.5 Triple M Gold.
With another Flan, Ali and Spider podcast.
Look, no real explanation needed for the Friday version of the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast. It'll just be this. Poem of the week from Flan Joe Patterson. Mm-hmm. Ali asking the Triple M Gold family, if you are single, are you still going out on the Gold Coast to meet someone special? Or as you like to say, Spider, get lucky. Yep. Hire a spider. Store. Been a big couple of weeks and we are ending on a massive big one and we cannot be more excited by this. That to come. And Flan, there was a surprise for you when you first arrived today in the studio. That as part of the Flan, Ali and Spider podcast. How are we all going?
Yeah.
Good, thanks.
Look, we're all going good.
Yeah, because you don't get, you wait for that are you okay day. Mm. That's the one day you're meant to say, how are you?
Mm.
But let's ask today.
Let's do it.
How about this for a little topic? Okay. Well, our very own Al Dobie.
No, I'm not part of the show.
No, but you are on the podcast.
You are.
You can be a part of the podcast.
Our very own Al Dobie.
Thank you very much.
Well, I felt very protective of you today.
He's a bit flat, isn't he?
Well, a current colleague of ours.
Yeah. Well, no, former.
Former and current.
Yeah, they
actually bagged your brand new jumper.
Yeah, well, and
can you explain it to people?
Well, I'll describe it. It's a grey woolen merino wool, nonetheless.
Christian Lacroix.
He bought it from TK Maxx.
Is it a zippered pullover?
Yes. Well done. It's got a zip at the chest, and it's a pullover. And
fancy
I actually think it looks really nice.
And what's the drama?
Well,
made from wool.
Beautiful. He got bagged for it.
And paid $30.
Someone said,
oh, you've got the old man jumper on.
Oh.
Yeah. No, and
oh.
Look, go your hardest.
Mm. No, I understand. But I will ask one qualifying question. Yeah, I will defend you, Aldo.
Thank you. But I need to then ask Spider a question.
Jumper, right. Yeah. Do you also have a giant pair of Y fronts that are white on underneath you? Because if you do, I'm going, old man.
No. I do not have them.
Boxes
what, do you, what do you have on?
Don't ask. We don't need to know.
Undies? No, trunks? You wear trunks, don't you?
We don't need to know.
Burgundy boxer shorts.
Anyway.
A tribute to the great newsreader.
They can't call you an old man.
No. Mm. But hang on. Spider, you talk about you've got to be under a certain age to do certain things.
Yeah.
To look at this jumper, do you have to be over a certain age,
70.
Do you think?
No, you don't.
Yes, you do.
I know, 30.
You added, even when I walked in this morning, I was happy someone else said it because you added an extra 15 years
no
to your
way.
Life. Absolutely.
I know 20-year-olds and good-looking, stylish, cool 20-year-olds that wear jumpers like that.
Rod McLeod as well. And Rod McLeod.
Rod's got no idea. Look what.
Don't get that fashion, but
Rod's wearing a woolen vest.
He is.
As if he's
You can't drag Rod in here as some kind of expert. He looks like he's playing golf with Humphrey Bear.
All right, I'm going into the Christian
Lacroix
website.
That's the brand name, isn't it?
See what we can get you, Spider.
Don't look, I would never wear anything like that because that would put me over 60.
No.
I think you can only wear that over 70. Who brought right. Did your wife, Tracy, buy it for you?
I think Rod McLeod.
Here we go, Rod.
I made a conscious decision to go to TK Maxx and Robina right next to the Salvos. Well, I probably could have got something a little bit cheaper.
Okay, here we go. Rod McLeod, let's review. What do you think of Al Dobie's jumper?
Do you like it?
It's...
No, the time you're taking to answer that.
He's thinking
it
about
doesn't, it. Well, he's ready for the Grosby slippers, I think.
Yeah.
A glass of Aggarol.
When he wakes up in the morning and looks over there, his teeth in a glass staring back at him.
Hang on. Rod, you're wearing a vest.
Yeah, you are wearing a woolen vest.
I am wearing a woolen vest, but it is golf attire, which is basically where a white man can dress as a black pimp and get away with it. Basically, in life, being a golfer is like being on bar, fashion-wise. Yeah, that's right. There is no technicolor yawn in golf. It's all part of the thing.
All right. Okay.
I'm backing you in, Al Dobie.
Thank you.
I think it's a classy jumper.
Okay, yeah. Jules. We'll get Jules.
Yeah, Jules produces.
Come on, Jules.
She's a fashion player.
She is cool.
Yeah, cool's is
no offense to Rod McLeod.
She's got fashion
Jules
game.
Jules is cool.
Right. Okay, I think Al Dobie looks like a cheap...
Oh.
Wow.
Wait. Country road model.
Oh.
Hey.
So
Thank you very much.
It looks like Country Road, but it's just a little bit thinner, not quite as high quality. Yeah.
It's merino wool.
It looks really good.
It's merino.
Christian LaCroix.
I think he looks more like merinos. The last three pages of People magazine, Home Dads.
Yeah. Well, you know, that was always a fine moment if you made it in.
Hey, I made it in.
Well, I think, so you've got a tick of approval from Jules and myself.
Yeah.
Flan's in.
No, I'm in.
So that's three ticks of approval. And Spider, you're out.
No way. Rod McLeod's that makes out. Him look 70. We'll get one more. Okay. Last one. Here we go. Come on.
He's trying to run away. Look.
Come on.
Our new boss, Trent. Get in here.
Come on. Okay. Well, right, there's a bit of conjecture about my. This is a new jumper.
Yeah, there's
Trent. This is
been
a new
votes.
Jumper. Yeah. Someone said I've got the old man jumper on, and I wore that. Hey, you see what I did there?
Yeah.
I wore that comment. No dramas.
So, yeah.
What are your thoughts?
But some of us love it, some don't.
Yeah, I like it. I actually do like it, Al. Yeah, I think it's
all right.
Has it added some years onto me?
Oh, it's made you look a lot younger. You look 60 now. So,
your new Rod, he's Mr. Fashion.
I'll give you the score.
What are we talking about?
Okay, so this is
this
jersey
mod.
It's a new jumper. It's a new.
It's a grandpa jumper.
Oh!
Push the button now.
This is the podcast. There is no button to push.
Hey, you wear that jumper, you get free public transport. Don't you whinge.
There's four yeses and only three noes, Al.
Keep
wearing that with pride.
Thank you, Ali.
Actually, no. I didn't include the original colleague that said no.
Oh, yes.
It's split.
It's even Steve.
It's
up to me to decide. Yep. I say it's a yes.
Yes, it's a yes.
No, yours was one of the ones I counted as
a yes.
Hope you enjoy the potty.
On a Friday, we welcome to the studio,
Lanjo Patterson.
Lanjo.
Thank you, everybody. It's a poem of the week, and I try to make it rhyme. Look, there was some very sad stuff this week, and I want to put it in up front, pay my respects, and then move on, hopefully, to a lighter kind of feel. Here we go. There was movement at the station, for word had passed around that a stunning attack had taken place. There's so much pressure and dysfunction. The country's heart is broken. Those broken hearts go out to Bondi Junction. The Suns made feather dusters of the Hawthorn Hawks. Molly the Magpie got set free from the clink. The sweet smell of AFL victory. But for the vanquished, nothing but the stink.
Yeah. Siren sounds.
Yeah.
It has been an emphatic victory for the home side.
Absolutely. And the Titans drew with Canberra. A come from behind supporters hell with a Brian Kelly conversion from the sideline on the bell.
To get us to golden points. It's coming back. It's coming back. It's over the Black Ducks. Brian Kelly.
Yeah. What a great moment for Brian Kelly. Hang on, Dick. Hang on a tick, Desi Hasler. We may have a new king to anoint, only to be cruelly robbed by an ex-Titan, Jamal Fogarty. In extra time, golden point.
He's kicked it, Jamal Fogarty, you giants. He burns his former club in the most agonising fashion.
Yuck. Oh, my butt's still stinging. Part of the space station crashed into a home. I wouldn't be that happy about that. There are many things that can kill you, and I don't fancy any, least of all wearing a space station as a hat. An octopus took a diver on a rather circuitous route.
Come on, stop
grabbed the
it.
Diver by the hand, Spider, and an octopus said, hey, come and check this out.
Stop it.
Now, Spider had a problem with the validity of this story. In fact, he had a pretty serious beef. He didn't believe the octopus deliberately led the scuba diver to the man-made reef.
Please.
It was a statue. It was a beautiful underwater statue. Anyway, Spider called BS in proper English. That's good grief. He reckons both are artificial. The story and the reef.
Yes.
Now, see, the fisheries department objects to the underwater statue. It's a short boat ride to have a fish. But that breaks about 15 statues. And that's no fisherman's wish. Now, the statue will be removed. This rule was written by adult. No more underwater art. And it's the octopus's fault. Things I've learnt today.
Yep.
The Suns take on the Swans. The Canberra Raiders are robbers. The Titans, I reckon they'll beat Manly. And octopus are dobbers.
Yes!
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
All right. Asking for a friend. Oh. And I'll actually, no, I am.
Actually, this friend really is.
Yeah, it is asking for a friend. But you know what? I'm going to say friends because I actually very often, I've had quite a few people approach me about, oh, you know, could you do some kind of bachelor thing for me on radio or bachelorette? Or so many people are just looking for love. You know, I had a message from a guy on Facebook the other day saying he's really struggling. No, not to me. Oh. Saying he's really struggling to find love. Okay. You know, everyone wants us to do some kind of love promotion.
I think it's overrated.
What, love?
Yeah.
How long have you and Cherie been married?
Yeah, how long?
Come on. Silly question. How long?
We've been together 20-odd years.
There you go, 20-odd years. So you just need to stay out of this, okay? You can't say love's overrated.
Absolutely.
All right? You're still married. A lot of people are wanting to find that person, you know, to get married to and just to have that companionship with, like a very good friend of mine. And so I'm asking.
Is this skinny?
It could be. But that, like I said, I've got quite a few single friends.
In the same boat. Yeah.
They all really want to meet someone. And the hard thing is, like you go, you know, as we know, Brook and Wine and Tapas, they do the singles nights. Now, Lisa and Sean, who run that, they say they have, you know, it's something like 80% of the people that come along are women.
Because guys don't want love.
They do want love. They do want love. I've had plenty of guys ask me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, they're looking for love. I know that sounded dodgy and as if they're asking
You're looking
out.
Away
they're
from
They're not
Spider
asking
now.
me out. Anyway, so here's my question today.
All right.
Do you still, Triple M Gold family, if you're single or if you're, you know, are recently partnered up, do you still actually go out to meet people or is everyone just doing it online? You know what I mean? Is everyone on Tinder, Plenty of Fish, Bumble,
all
of those things.
So if you're going out on the Goldie, where are you going?
Yes, exactly. Where are you going?
On the Goldie?
Can you?
No.
Well, I tell you what also, okay, so.
What you're asking, aren't you? Like,
well, this is something to factor into.
The Atrium.
A little different flavour. Well, not just the Atrium
I'm just asking.
But I know there was an article I read recently where they were saying run clubs are the new dating, you know. Dating grounds or whatever, but a lot of people are meeting people at Run Club. But Run Club's not for everyone.
No, if they just didn't make you jog, they'd be awesome.
Yes.
There might be a rum club.
Yes. Oh, hey,
rum club, sit club. Anyway, yes, I would like to know if you are single, do you still go out to meet people? If so, where do you go? And you know what? We have got an awesome prize for your single.
Wait till you hear this.
Recommendations where you go out.
Worth it.
You could win $150 to Pippi's by Gambaro, a Mediterranean inspired restaurant at Point Danger, Cool and Gutter. And as much as I would love to say, gents, ring up and you can go with my friend Skinny, I'd get in big trouble.
You
if
would,
I did
yeah,
that.
Yeah,
so, no, I can't do that. So but yes.
Question again.
The question again is, do you actually still go out and about to meet someone?
Where's a good pick-up place on the Gold Coast?
And if so, where do you go?
It's an awesome 80s Friday, 92.5 Triple M Gold Breakfast. Flan, Ali and Spider head into the weekend with an instant $1,000 cash right on 8 o'clock. We do that. It's 7:24.
All right, I'm putting the call out for all the singles or maybe people that have recently been single. We want to know if you still go out and about to meet people to essentially, as Spider would say, pick up.
But well, that's
it's not about picking up. It's actually more about meeting someone.
Yeah, getting to first base.
Well, it's
you might
more
not
about
want to hit a home run, but you want to actually bases are loaded.
Well, for this I'm asking on behalf of all my single friends and
Skinny.
For this information.
And the pinch hitters out there.
And for this information, more than Skinny, you could score yourself $150 to spend at an amazing restaurant, Pippi's by Gambaro, a Mediterranean-inspired restaurant.
Good spot.
At Point Danger, Cool and Gutter. So, yes, we want to know.
That says love.
Well, the thing is, it does. So many people do not want to do the online scenario. They don't want to do Tinder. They
I remember when you went down that path. Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
Dropkick City.
Yeah. Oh, well, I was only on there for 5 days for curiosity.
I wasn't talking about you.
Oh.
I was talking about the blokes.
Oh, I was going to. Look, interchangeable.
Good morning, Tina. Tina, where's your, well, as Ali says it, but I'd say it a bit differently, your pick-up place on the Gold Coast?
I kind of wish I actually had one. Like, I live at Nobby's Beach, so I'm in prime location.
Yeah.
I've been single for, like, 18 months, but I just am not interested in going out to a club or a bar and just hoping for the best.
Right.
Yeah, I totally get that.
And I also, like, I just, I don't know, I'm not a shy person, but I don't know, I'm not even comfortable on creating a profile on one of the websites and giving that a shot. I reckon at this rate, I'm 53, and at this rate, I reckon I'll be single for the rest of my life.
Oh, no, don't say that, Tina. Would you join a running club?
Well, I walk every day from 4:30 from Nobby's Beach to Burley, grab a coffee, and then walk back, and then I get home and get ready for work, and off I go. But even so, I'm walking along, and I'm just like, I don't know, I'm in my own world.
Yeah, you're not going to necessarily say, hey, cute guy, walking past.
You know,
there you go. There you go.
Why wouldn't you do that?
Yeah.
Tina. I've been there, done that. I've done the shooters thing. I've done the Melbourne thing. Years and years ago. But, you know, like, I don't know. I don't know what it is. I would like to find a companion to spend the rest of my life with. But
yeah.
I don't know how you go about it.
Tina, if there was a place where you could go and just, like, you know, grab pizzas and have a chat and whatever, and it wasn't just all about drinking, and you knew that like-minded single people were going to go, would you go to that regularly?
Oh, look, I don't know. I'd like to say yes, but I don't know. It's a bit confronting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, Tina, I reckon there's another franchise that Hire a Hubby should be.
Big
heading to. Hire an afternoon.
For the bloke who ran it down at the start of this, that turned around into a business.
Business idea.
You can hire them by the hour.
Exactly. Yeah,
hire the hour. Sonia, in Upper Coomera. Sonia, where do you go to pick up?
But I did do the online dating thing for a long time, and it was an absolute disaster.
Oh,
and you
no.
get so many people, like, they're players or they're, like, really dirty, and they're not interested in meeting someone sincere. I'd probably say if people are, like, looking for someone and want a really good chance, I'd be joining a group or something mutual, so that if you meet someone, you've got similar interests.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, like you're running or bushwalking or...
Yeah, something really nice, because on the Gold Coast, apparently, there's, if you Google it, there's, like, a whole group thing you can join, and it's, like, a whole lot of various types of things you can do.
Yeah.
And then you meet people with common interests, and you're less likely to get the players.
Thank you, Sonia.
Yeah. You can help out at the fracture clinic. They can't run away there.
No.
Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boshbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
You're going to bring back
Hire a Spider. Hire a Spider.
Yep, well, we have been hiring a spider over the last couple of weeks, and as we mentioned, we've gone everywhere over the Gold Coast. It's been a big couple of weeks. We've helped out so many people at no job we can't do. We've done big jobs, small jobs, any job you want us to do, and we do thank everybody who has registered. Obviously, we can't get to everyone as much as we would like to.
Yep.
It's just impossible.
Well, and you would potentially be dead.
Yeah. Oh, look, I'd love to keep pegging away at them, but look, we do have to bring it to a close at one stage, so we thought, you know what, this was a really special one. Yesterday we spoke to Patty at the Currumbin Community Special School, who told us this.
We have 6 gardens that we need to rebuild. So we had a concrete path put into our garden to allow for our students to access it during weather events, but we now have rotting garden beds. They're in a complete state of disrepair. We would love for some heavy lifters to be able to put in some new sleepers and help us rebuild our garden beds. Our students just love the green space.
Yeah, and look, we couldn't think of anything better than helping out, the Currumbin Community Special School. So we thought, absolutely, we've got Bosch Bins, who's going to be able to take all the rubbish away, but we do need some of the new materials. And we put the call out yesterday to see who could help us out, and we are super excited. Joining us right now, they gave us a ring, Simon Bennett from the Gold Coast Community Fund. You want to help us out?
Absolutely, Spider. We heard the call. We think it's a fantastic cause. The Currumbin Community Special School just does wonderful work for people in need, and we'd love to get involved, and the Gold Coast Community Fund would love to support and help you out there, Spider.
Oh, that's so beautiful. Absolute champions. I would imagine, Simon, that when you heard about this, it was a no-brainer for you. I would love for you to let the Gold Coast know, for those that don't know, what do the Gold Coast Community Fund do?
So the Gold Coast Community Fund is obviously a Gold Coast-based charity organisation. We try to find the people who slip through the gaps. So people who don't get help from other avenues, we like to plug those gaps, and we look for you know, to give them donations or a helping hand, however that may come about, to make the Gold Coast just a better place and help those in need.
Simon, over the years, how much have you donated to the Gold Coast Community Funds?
Oh, we've raised over $4.5 million, which we've been able to give out. So, you know, over 1,900 families helped. It's just a fantastic cause, and we love being involved.
And I know so many, well, you're all volunteers for the Gold Coast Community Fund. What I love about it, as you say, you're helping out Gold Coasters, but you can go onto their website, goldcoastcommunityfund.org, and actually see the stories and read about the people that have you helped. You can actually see your money going to help locals, and you're doing exactly that with the Currumbin Community Special School, because, you know, it might be only planter boxes and fruit and veggies that they need for their own kitchen, but it means so much more to them.
Oh, absolutely it does. And, you know, having a garden there that they can get out and work in, and, you know, we're hoping certainly, Spider, you get out there and do some of the dirty work. And
I'm
going to
rip in. Don't worry about that. Tuesday, it is showtime.
Mate, get out of his road. Like, do not. So, it's more dangerous to stand between Spider and his next job than it is to be between Clive Palmer and his pie warmer. So, mate, how would you like to help out the Currumbin Special School?
So, look, we'd like to donate $2,000 towards some of the building materials.
Oh, awesome.
Thank you, man.
So we're really pleased to be involved.
Simon, how do you raise your money to give that to people?
So we run a lot of different events. We do receive some just genuine heartfelt donations, but we're running events, doing breakfasts, running balls. It's really important that, you know, people out there who do support us see the money going back to individuals and community groups on the Gold Coast.
Not wrong.
Good on you. Absolutely. Thank you very much, Simon Bennett, Gold Coast Community Fund. We know they're raising money for the Gold Coast community and helping out the Currumbin Community Special School. We do thank you, and we will be absolutely ripping in, and we'll send you some photos on Tuesday.
Look forward to it.
Hey, and thanks again to Bosch Bins. Dump the waste, not your wallet. Boschbins.com.au or call 1-800-GO-BOSH.
On Listener, this is the Flan, Ellie and Spider podcast.
Okay, Flan, I've got a surprise for you, but we've got to change spots straight away. So you come and stand where I normally stand.
Really?
Yep. Yeah, yeah. And you can stand here, and I've got to stand where you are.
All this right. Isn't.
So they're just, you know, swapping.
Yes, I do.
There's just a little bit of swapping here.
Before this
so
happens to me?
Basically, Flan sits near, well, he overlooks.
You've got the only window in the place,
yeah,
Flan.
Yeah.
Yep.
And you enjoy looking down there all the time.
I do. And 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock and 8 o'clock.
Yep, that's the time Pilates starts downstairs. Now, not sounding dodgy at all, but yesterday, hire a spider. I had to go out and actually go and visit Bron, who's got from Bron Curtains.
Oh, yep. Yes, you're becoming a hooker.
Yeah, so I became a hooker yesterday. I worked hard, and a part of my apprenticeship was making a curtain.
Yes.
And I made a curtain that fits straight over the window.
What's the window?
He's drilling it in right now. Here we go. Let's
go.
Don't stuff this up. Oh, there he goes.
So this window you're covering up.
Yep.
Flan, what?
So no longer
terrible.
Can the ladies downstairs feel what's that word?
Violated.
Violated. Do the ladies downstairs feel volatile?
Volatated.
Well, they would be if they knew I was looking.
So, this is just.
This is disgraceful.
This is safety, and this was.
I'm
safety.
Handing in my notice.
No.
You put that second one up, I'm putting in my notice.
You go, you know what? The funny thing is, we were talking about it in the kitchen real early this morning, Flan, and Spider goes, he goes, oh, I'm going to say to Flan, you know, I've got a surprise for Flan. And then he goes, no, actually, it's a surprise for the Gold Coast. And then I said, no, you should narrow it down to it's a surprise for the people that go to change gym downstairs.
Yeah, it is. It is.
No, right. It's for the girls that go
for
to
the girls that go to Pilates.
Oh, dear. So up it goes. This is all going to be on our socials, by the way, because the great-looking curtain.
Absolutely.
This is
hire a spy. That's pretty impressive, Spy.
Yeah, look at it.
Yeah.
And might I add, too, Bron's Curtains, geez, they do some beautiful work.
Do they work?
Yes.
Just hooking it on. What's the issue here?
He's having huge trouble putting it up.
No, I'm just going to move a couple of bits and pieces. That will go up.
That'll go up.
But to all the girls downstairs, congratulations. You can go to Pilates now in peace.
Those poor girls, now they can't see me.
Yes.